AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily for June 23rd of 2015. Well, things look a little bit different today. That's because we lost power and we've had to MacGyver our way to bring you today's show. That being said, let's get to today's top stories. In the U.S., over half of all fatal accidents involve a car leaving the road or veering into oncoming traffic. That's why German supplier Continental developed a new safety system to prevent that from occurring. The system uses a forward-looking camera to detect road boundaries. It also uses electronic stability control system to monitor the steering wheel and vehicle path. And it uses chassis monitor sensors to identify if the car is crossing a boundary. The system automatically steers the vehicle back into the road if it detects a departure. It's also working on a more advanced system for rural areas where road markings aren't as prevalent. Continental's technology is different from typical lane departure systems because it monitors the outside boundaries and it acts more forcefully. Honda has entered many vehicles from its lineup into the Pikes Peak Hill Climb, including a souped-up Odyssey minivan, but it'll be the first to enter a full-carbon monocoque vehicle with its LMP2 race car. It's powered by a twin-turbo V6, and it is looking to set a time under 10 minutes. Honda calls this, and I quote, an exploratory effort to learn as much as we can in advance of a possible future assault on the outright record of just over 18 minutes and 13 seconds set by Sebastian Loeb in 2013. And speaking of Japanese automakers running at Pikes Peak, Lexus will have a new RCF GT concept race car competing as well. While it looks very similar to the production RCF, it's made with a high level of composite materials. But it still uses a slightly modified version of the production car's 5-liter V8 and 8-speed automatic transmission. It really just seems that Lexus wants to get some time behind the wheel and gather data as it gets ready to re-enter the GT3 racing program with this car. It'll be piloted by Justin Bell when the hill climb kicks off on June 28th. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Why Tucson? There's the 17-inch alloy wheels, panoramic sunroof, and the rear view camera. And if that's not enough reasons, the touchscreen nav can help you find a few more. The Hyundai Tucson.
As Chevy gets ready to introduce the 2016 Cruze, it's putting out more information on the car, but not how you might think. Rather than issue the normal text media advisory, Chevy is using a coded emoji release. So if you're looking to bring out your inner code breaker, go ahead and give it a shot. But I'm pretty sure it just says, be sure to drink your Ovaltine. You know, we here at AutoLine not only like to keep you up to speed with what's going on in the U.S., but in other markets also. Let's stick with the U.S. for just a moment. As you can see from this chart, the Detroit automakers, along with Toyota and Honda, sold the most vehicles in the U.S. in 2014. That number includes both commercial and passenger vehicles. But what about our NAFTA partners? Who are the top automakers in Canada and Mexico? While the lists are similar, there are some interesting differences. According to Wards, the Detroit automakers were the top-selling companies last year in Canada, but surprisingly, both Ford and FCA were ahead of GM. But the bigger surprise is seeing Hyundai Kia at number 4 on the list, just ahead of Toyota. Moving down south to Mexico, Nissan is by far and away the top-selling automaker. GM has a sizable lead over VW for the number 2 spot, and Ford and FCA round out the top car makers in Mexico. And be sure you join us for this week's AutoLine After Hours. Our special guest is David Woodhouse, the designer for Lincoln. He's the one that designed Lincoln's new Continental, which is not without its controversy. So be sure to join John and Gary Vasilash for some of the best insider discussions in the business. But that wraps up today's report. Hopefully we'll have power back again tomorrow and be back to normal, but thank you for watching.